Perfect. So now we are moving on to the Freshman 2 division. So quick reminder for everyone, the Freshman 2 division is the division with the Huskies and three of the Shawmutie Blues teams. So we have the Shawmutie Navy, Powder, and White Blues. In the first seed, we have the Huskies. Bottom seed, we have the White Blues. So that'll be one semifinal matchup. And in the 2 and 3 seed, we have the Shawmutie Navy Blues and Shawmutie Powder Blues. I know there's a lot of Blues and Shawmutie going around here. To keep things simple for everyone, I'll refer to them as Navy, Powder, and White, just to keep things simple. Now, before launching into the matchup, I think one game which could be extremely interesting is the Huskies are facing off against the Buckeyes in not a playoff game, but just, you know, a sort of friendly game before the playoff starts. The Buckeyes had a bit of a disappointing season in Freshman 1, whereas the Huskies went 8-0 in Freshman 2. So these are the two teams which we put together as the league with the individual signups. And they had, you know, two very different seasons, but they're in two very different divisions. So we just, you know, we're going to give all the chance to kids who, you know, practiced together and got seated together before the season, one chance to play a game at each other. And I think it's going to be a very closely fought game. That being said, I think the Buckeyes will come off just slightly on top. They've been playing better competition all season long. I've already given a breakdown of the Buckeyes in my other clip, and I think they will be able to take this one. Even though the Huskies are dominant 8-0, and I think they will go on to win the championship. A little spoiler there for you ahead of what's coming. I think they're going to start off their weekend by losing their friendly to the Buckeyes, which, if anything, will serve as a little wake-up call and will tell them, you know, that they need to be on their best if they want to win to the championship. Now, let's jump into these previews as promised. So first, we have the Huskies facing off against the Shawmutie White Blues. So the Shawmutie White Blues haven't had their dream start this season. That being said, you know, there has been signs of progress throughout the season. Going down the stretch, they've had some better games. That being said, the biggest issue for this team has definitely been scoring points, unfortunately. They've only found the end zone twice all season long, which is definitely not what you want to see from a team. They have shown good signs defensively. They're, you know, a very tough defense to score against. They're never letting in a huge amount of games, which is why they're able to stay close. But when it comes, you know, when it came to scoring points, they definitely had a harder time. So, you know, while their offense struggled, let's take a quick look at their defense. And what I think their defense did very well was get their hands on passes. If we look at Emmanuel Thiologu, 5 defended passes. Jonathan James Bentakis, another 4 defended passes. Nicholas Kyriakopoulos, 5 defended passes. Vasily Kilionidis, 3 defended passes. I'm sure you've got the message by now. Oh, sorry, I forgot. Tristan Giroux, 3 defended passes as well. This team has defended a ton of passes. I think they have 21 PDs on the season, which I'd have to check, but I presume is most in the league. It's a really great stat to see them batting down so many balls. That being said, the downside to it is they only have 1 interception, which came courtesy of the talented Evan Zidus. Now, what I think needs to happen for this team if they hope to win a game is we know they have a harder time moving the ball offensively. They need to be able to help out their offense by turning some of those defended passes into INTs. Defended passes are great. They break up drives. They slow down. And, you know, a defended pass on 4th down is just like an interception. That being said, they need to be able to turn some of those PDs into actual interceptions. I'm sure some of these, the defenders had both their hands on the ball and just weren't quite able to haul it in. Now, this season, if they turned, you know, even a quarter of those defended passes into INTs, so that'd be 5 interceptions on the season, I bet you they'd have an extra win or two in that win column. So, they have a talented defense. They have playmakers. You know, I think probably the leader of this defense, I'd have to say Jonathan James Bentakis, 13 tackles means he's very sure-handed, stopping players from getting by him. And he also has those 4 PDs, 2 sacks. He's a really versatile defender. So if he can step up, take that step to the next level and turn one of those PDs into an interception, I think they'll have a chance to make this game competitive against the Huskies. But for me, their key to victory is really turning defended passes into interceptions. Now, let's turn our attention quickly to the Huskies. As I said, Huskies 8-0, so you know they've had a great season. One thing that surprised me about the Husky season is that they've had, you know, a fantastic year without that one established quarterback. Now, Dylan Rossi has attempted the most passes, completed the most passes, and thrown for the most yards. So he's, this season, thrown for 200 yards, 5 TDs, and only thrown one interception, which is a great season. But they've had other talented quarterbacks. If we look at Ryan Stanfill, he's played all 8 games for this team. Passed for only 40 yards and 1 touchdown, but he's managed to keep an 83 passer rating. He's also completed 8 of 9 attempts, which is really great to see. I probably expect to see those two QBs rotating in the playoffs if they're there. If they are there, the issue of Dylan Rossi's only showed up to 5 games, and I'm sure they'd love if he was there for all 8, but they've still been able to win all 8 with their rotation of quarterbacks. No matter who's been throwing the ball, Gabriel Marinelli has been this team's leading receiver. He has 23 targets, which is over half of his, which is exactly half of his team's total targets. And he has 178 receiving yards to go on with that, which is a really great season. That being said, in the playoffs, I could see an opposing defense shutting Marinelli down. So I think that the Huskies need to be ready to find a different receiver. On the defense side of the ball is where Marinelli has really excelled, though. If you look at this stat line, it reads like something out of a video game. He has 11 tackles. Well, he has just as many interceptions, 11 interceptions, which is simply Herculean. He has also 12 defended passes, which is fantastic. And to top all that off, 6 of those interceptions he's able to return for touchdowns. Fantastic. If we're looking for an underrated player on this defense, so I could see making a big step up in the playoffs, is definitely Aiden Stewart. 3 tackles, 1 interception, which was, a pick 6, not to be outdone, and 3 PDs. He's been getting better as the season goes along, and I definitely think he's ready to make that next step in the playoffs. And one thing I do like seeing from this team is they've got 2 very good rushers. Blanche Bolduc, 5 sacks on the season, as well as Aiden Staffel, 5 sacks as well. And Blanche Bolduc also has those 4 PDs, which means that, when the ball's being thrown, she's definitely able to get her hands up and in the passing lanes and bat down some of those balls as well, which is something I really love seeing from rushers. PDs for rushers are an underrated statistic, but it's so important. So the Huskies are 8-0, and I do see them taking this first round matchup. I simply think their defense is a bit too good for the White Blues to handle, so I see the Huskies winning this game and making it on through to the finals. So now, let's take a second and let's look at our other semifinal matchup, which I think will be a very good game. We have the Chamonix Navy Blues in the 2-seed, 5-3, facing off against the Chamonix Powder Blues, who are 3-5. Oof, sorry, just catching my breath a bit there. So if we look at these two teams, Powder versus Navy, I'm just going to remind myself here because there's so many different Blues teams. I think that they've split their season. Chamonix Powder Blues won the first game, then the Navy Blues won the next game. And the Navy Blues and Powder Blues, the Navy won the last 2 games of the season as well by close scores. 12-6 was one of their games in week 5, so these two teams are clearly very evenly matched. What we've seen from all of the Blues teams is that they have very good defenses. So we know all their offenses are around roughly similar, but let's take a look at this Navy Blues defense on the defensive side of the ball. What I like seeing is that they have a whole bunch of players all with relatively low tackles. The leading tackler on the season is Zachary Charron, who has 7 tackles, and no one has more than 7. So if you see one player with, a ton of tackles, it means that other players are probably missing some tackles and they're having to clean things up on defense. The fact that the Chamonix Navy Blues have no player of, more than 10 tackles means that every single player on this roster is a very sure-handed tackler. They're all doing their best, getting their hands on the ball and producing tackles they need, which is so key in FPF Junior. Limiting yards after the catch is definitely the key to victory. Because once you limit those yards after the catch, quarterbacks probably aren't throwing the ball 40 yards in the air because they just don't have the arm strength for that at this age yet. So they're throwing a lot more of those short passes and relying on yak yards. And in this case, the Chamonix Navy Blues do a great job at limiting those yak yards. And yak, by the way, is yards after catch. Or for you tackle players, it can also be yards after contact. But since we're playing a non-contact league, yak yards, when I say it, is yards after the catch. Now, let's turn over and look at the Chamonix Powder Blues. Again, This team's biggest struggle all season has been scoring points consistently. They've only managed to score 76 on the season. But I think they have a solution to scoring a few more. Peter Kukuris has been able to throw for 200 yards over the season, and I think if they go to him consistently at quarterback in the playoffs, they should be able to score, 12 points in this game. On the defensive side of the ball, the exact same praise I gave to the Navy Blues, I can give to the Powder Blues. They have a very well-balanced, tackle sheet, which means they're all sure-handed tacklers. Now, the one place where I see a slight heads up for the Powder Blues is in the interception department. Nicholas Santorini has been an absolute force to be reckoned with in the secondary. He has 5 interceptions, 3 sacks, 7 defended passes, and 2 of those 5 interceptions were pick sixes, which is fantastic. Nicholas Kyriakopoulos rounds out that group of defenders with 2 interceptions of his own, and you can't forget about Nicholas Dahlgaarder, who also has an interception this season. So I think the Navy Blues and Powder Blues have very similar defenses, except the Powder Blues just have that ability to produce a few more interceptions, and that's why I see the Shawmady Powder Blues causing the upset in this one, beating Navy Blues and making the finals versus the Huskies. That being said, once we get to the finals, I think the Huskies are simply a bit too strong. They have a really fantastic, well-balanced team this year. Every single player is able of contributing in their own way. There's no real weakness on the roster, which is why I see, ultimately, the Huskies winning the Freshman 2 division.